Hallelujah, 奉耶稣圣名证道。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
Relying on the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续来学习来分享但以理书第三章的信息。
We shall continue to share and to share on Daniel chapter 3.
那上一回我们看到三位信心的勇士胜过撒旦。
Last session, we talked about the warriors of faith overcoming the devil.
那到底他们胜过撒旦什么呢？
And what was it that they prevailed over the devil?
有两件胜过。
There were two things that they overcome.
第一，胜过撒旦的恐吓。
The first one is to overcome the threats of the devil.
因为撒旦恐吓他们，若不拜金像，那么就会被火烧死。
Satan threatened them that if they were not to worship, if they did not worship him, then they would be burned in the fire.
那第二个胜过是什么呢？
And what was the second thing that they overcame?
第二个就是胜过撒旦的迷惑。
They prevailed against the devil's deception.
那魔鬼用什么来迷惑这三位信心的勇士呢？
And what did the devil use to deceive these three warriors?
魔鬼用很特别的一个方法，就是给你恩典，对你好，给你机会来迷惑你。
The devil used a very special way, that is to give you grace and then to give you opportunity to mislead you.
关于这个，传道说撒旦给你恩典。
And with regards to this, I've mentioned to you that that the devil gave you grace.
许多信徒不能够接受，吓到了，撒旦哪里可能给我们恩典的？就神给我们恩典呐。
Many believers are not able to accept. It is only God who gives us grace. How can the devil give us grace?
但是你在但以理书三章十三节里面十三到十五节你就看到了。
But,
那个王布撒他们不是给他们恩典吗？给他们机会吗？
If you were to read Daniel chapter 3 verses 13 to 15, did you not see that the king gave them opportunity?
那个是撒旦不杀你啊。
That Satan would not kill you.
撒旦不对付你啊。
Satan would not go against you.
那是他对你好啊，给你恩典啊，给你机会啊。
He treated you very well, gave you grace, and he gave you opportunity.
但是之前呢，撒旦是用硬的恐吓你，是用硬的。
Before this, Satan used a very harsh way to threaten you.
后来是用软的，给你恩典，给你机会的，是用软的，对你很好的。
Later, he changed from hard to a soft approach.
但是我们看到三位信心的勇士，无论撒旦是用硬的还是用软的，都不受魔鬼的迷惑。
But we can see that these three warriors, whether the devil used a hard approach or the soft one, they were not misled.
不接受魔鬼给的机会。
They did not accept the opportunity given by Satan.
不接受魔鬼给我的恩情，对我好，我不接受。
They did not accept the devil's opportunity for them.
那得胜撒旦除了对神忠心以外。
So apart from being faithful and loyal to God,
也因为这三位勇士呢，对神有坚定的信心。
The way they overcame the devil was because they have a very firm and steadfast faith in God.
所以我们学习过了，也分享过了，他们有三种对神坚定的信心。
We have also learned that they have these three kinds of steadfast faith.
第一个就是不怕死的信心。
The first one is the fearless kind of
faith. 第二个就是相信神必拯救的信心。
The second one is they believe that God will fulfill.
第三种信心就是既或不然的信心。
And the third one is they believe that in whatever circumstances they will not waver.
这是上回我们看到的得胜撒旦。
And these are the three ways that they overcame the devil.
那今天我们会继续看下去，也是一样看到继续的得胜撒旦。
Today we shall continue to see how they continue to overcame the devil.
而且是大大的得胜。
And their victory was very strong.
这个得胜当中有一个大神迹。
And within this victory, there was this miracle.
这个神迹就是我们题目说的，题目所写的“火中游行”，在火中游行的神迹。
And this is the miracle in the fiery furnace.
好，我们大家翻开但以理书第三章。
Let us turn to Daniel chapter 3.
我们读十九节到二十七节。
We read from verse 19 to 27.
请念。
Daniel chapter 3 verse 19 to verse 27. Verse 19, then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace seven times more than it was usually heated. 20, and he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. 21, then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. 22, therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. 23, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. 24, then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. 25, look, he answered, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Verse 26, then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. 27, and the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and when they saw this man on whose bodies the fire had no power, the hair on their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them.
感谢主，我们在这里看到一个大神迹。
Thank God, we see a great miracle here.
神与我们同在的神迹。
And the miracle that God is with us.
神是我们在急难中，在危险当中，在死亡中的神迹。
That God is with us in these dangers, in perilous times.
好，我们看十九节。
We read verse 19.
十九节，你看到什么呢
？What is it that you see in verse 19?
我们又看到又再次的看到撒旦又生气了。
Once again, we see that Satan was angry.
我们上一次讲到了，从第一章、第二章到第三章，几乎每一章都看到撒旦在生气。
We have seen in our last session that Satan was angry in chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3.
而且这第三章里面一共记录了两次的大生气。
In chapter 3, it is recorded two times when Satan was extremely angry.
第一次是在十三节。
The first one is in verse 13.
是非常非常的生气。
He was extremely angry.
到十九节的时候
，In verse 19,
又是很生气，很非常的生气。
He continued to be full of fury.
好，那么其实主耶稣在启示录早就提醒我们。
In Revelation, Jesus Christ already reminded us.
撒旦是对我们生气的。
The devil is angry with us.
他不可能对我们好的。
He would not treat us well.
他纵使对你好，像刚才这样给他们恩典，不杀他们，对他们好，那是骗人的。
Even if he were to treat you well, he give you grace and opportunity, it is only to deceive.
所以你不要被魔鬼骗啊！他对我很好啊，他很关心我啊，他很爱我啊！你不要被骗啊
！So let us not be deceived by the devil that he's very concerned for us and he loves us. He is only misleading us.
主耶稣启示我们，撒旦是对我们生气的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ revealed to us that the devil is angry with us.
那主耶稣什么时候有这样讲啊
？When did our Lord Jesus say this？
我们看启示录的十二章。
We turn to Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章的十二节。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 12. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that his time is short.
这里说魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤，很生气，很生气的下到我们这里来了，下到我们，我们这里就是我们神的儿女们哦。
Here it tells us that the devil knew that his time is very short, and he was very angry, so he came down to us in this world.
这里特别是只是针对我们气愤愤的到我们这里来是针对我们呢。
So here the devil came to us. It is to attack us. His target is us.
那你看十三节到十七节的时候，就不断的攻击教会，对付神的儿女了。
In verses 13 to 17, we can see that the devil continued to attack God's children and the church.
那我要讲的就是从但以理书第三章看到撒旦对我们生气，非常生气。
We can see from Daniel chapter 3 that the devil was very angry with us.
那生气的原因就是因为我们不听他的话，不遵照不照他的话来做。
The reason for his great fury was because we did not follow according to his words.
所以他对我们生气了。
And that is why he was angry.
如果你照他的话做，那他当然不会对你生气了。
Of course, if you listen to him, then he will not be angry with you.
撒旦向忠心圣洁的信徒来变脸十九节说他们变了脸色。
In verse 19, we can see that the devil changed his countenance towards God's warriors.
这个是我们常常在一些见证中看得到的。
This is one thing that we often can see in can hear.
但有时他化着光明的天使哈来显现在我们的面前。
Sometimes he appear in the form of an angel before you.
然后好像表现得很关心我们哦，很要帮助我们。
As though he's very concerned for you and he was willing to help us.
当你识破这是撒旦的时候，你奉主的名赶他的时候。
And when you discover that he is the devil and you cast him out in the name.
他马上在你面前变个脸色啊，那不是天。那是变成魔鬼的脸了、啊，就是把他的魔鬼、哦、真面目显露出来了，很恐怖的。
Then instantly he will reveal his true ugly self.
这是我亲眼见到的呀。
And this is what I personally see.
所以我这里十九节说，当他对你生气、对你变脸色的时候，那个就是把他的真面目露出来了。
Here it tells us that if the devil were to be very angry with you and his expression changed or his countenance changed, then he would have revealed himself to you.
因为你抵挡他。
Because you tried to hinder him.
因为你不听他所讲的。
Because you resisted him and you do not listen to him.
若撒旦对你变脸，就说明你做对了。
If the devil changes his expression towards you, it means that you have done the right thing.
若撒旦恨你对你生气，那就是正确了，你是走正确的路了。
If the devil hated you and is angry with you, then it shows that you have gone on the wrong
way. 所以有一句话这样讲啊。
So there is this phrase that goes,
魔鬼要我做的，我偏偏就不要做。
What the devil wants us to do, all the more we will not do.
魔鬼不要我做的，我偏偏就做。
What the devil does not want us to do, all the more we will do it.
你听得懂这句话吗
？Do you understand it?
对付魔鬼其实就是这两句话而已。
Actually, to attack the devil, there are only these two ways.
魔鬼要我做的哦，那是什么
？What is the thing that the devil wants us to do?
我就偏偏不做呀。
And those are the things that we will not do.
魔鬼不要我做的。
The things that the devil want,
我就偏偏做给他看了，偏偏去做呀。
Does not want us to do, then we will do it for him.
如果撒旦对你嬉皮笑脸哦，还称赞你哦，要跟你做好朋友哦，你真的要悔改，认真的悔改，确实的悔改。
If the devil comes to you smiling and wants to be your friend, then all the more you need to repent.
你要在神面前哦，痛哭流泪啊。魔鬼对我，为什么魔鬼对我这么好？为什么魔鬼说是我的朋友啊
？You need to repent, repent in tears before God, asking God why the devil wants to be your friend.
你要求神原谅你哦。
Then you need to ask God for forgiveness.
这是真实的事情。
This is a fact.
好，那这里继续看下去。
We continue reading.
那你不这样，尼撒瓦很生气的时候，就叫人家把火、哦、那个热度加到七倍啊。
When Nebuchadnezzar was
十九节哈、哦，加到七倍。
When Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, he commanded that the heat of the furnace be heated up seven times more.
其实你不用加七倍，那个火就已经很热了。就可以烧死人了，马上就烧死人了。
Even if it is not heated seven times more, it would be hot enough to kill anybody.
那为什么要加七倍呢
？Then why is it that it should be heated seven times more?
这就说明魔鬼对你的恨、对你的生气是多么的加倍，多么的生气，生气的到顶点了。
This shows the kind of hatred and the kind of wrath the devil had to you, towards you.
就你马上死，马上就这样被烧死，被烧融化掉了。
He wants you to die instantly and to melt right away.
所以撒旦不只对你生气，是非常非常生气到顶点。
So the devil is not just angry with you; he is extremely angry with you.
这里说加七倍哦，连那个抬他的抬这三位圣徒的这些人呐、啊，也被火焰呐、啊、那个热气啊，哦热死了。
Here it tells us that those mighty men of valor who bound the three warriors and took them into the fiery furnace, even they were even they died.
他们都根本还没有到那个火窑里面啊，火窑啊，这是在火窑外面而已啊，就已经被热死了。
They have not even entered into the fiery furnace. They were already burned to death.
你想，你可见的这些火是多么的热呀
？Can you imagine how hot the fiery furnace was?
在这里，我们看见两件事情。
And there are two things that we can see from here.
第一，撒旦越凶恶，越要迫害你，就越能够显出真神的恩典，显出真神的能力，显出真神的荣耀。
Here, the fiercer the devil is towards you and the more he wants to kill you, the more God's glory is magnified.
他越对我们生气，他越逼迫我们，越显出神的同在，越显出神的荣耀出来。
The more he's angry with us, the more he wants to attack us, that will only show the glory of God and his glory be manifested.
这是撒旦加气被热火热的这种气被的时候，我们看到的真理，看到的一个神迹。
And this is the truth and the miracle when the devil heated it up seven times more.
那第二个重点是什么呢？
What is the second point?
那些想要杀害神儿女的，要帮助魔鬼，帮助那个尼布加尼撒王来杀害神的儿女的，那些人自己先死，那些要害你的人，他们自己先死。
Those who want to help the devil to attack us and to attack us, they are the ones who will die first.
这是我们从这里看到的事情啊。
And this is what we can see here.
啊，那当然那些是尼布甲尼撒王的仆人，他的兵丁嘛，当然要听他。可是那些人也是间接的哦，自介的来害我们的，要我们死的，要把我们丢到火窑里面的。那些要害我们的人哦，他们自己先死，我们没有死，他们自己先死呀。
These are the soldiers of the king who have to obey the king's command. But because they have to carry out the command, they have to carry these three men into the fiery furnace. They have to aid in this plot, so they will die.
所以在我们信仰里面，在我们信仰生活，我们也有这样的见证啊。那些要害我们的人，结果我们没有死，他们自己受伤，他们甚至自己死亡。
In our life's testimony, we have often come across this, where those people who want to harm us, they themselves will die first.
那些来羞辱我们的，来讥笑我们的，用石头丢我们教会的，他自己回家的路上被车撞死了，啊，有一些骑摩托跌死了。
Those who mock us, mock our church, and throw stones in at the church, they will die on their way back, perhaps through a motorbike accident.
这些都是我们在信仰生活里面看得见的见证，听得到的见证。
And these are the testimonies that we can hear and see.
啊，所以在这个撒旦气被的生气当中，我们看到这两件事情。
So when the devil is angry seven times, we can see these two things.
第一，撒旦越生气，越逼迫我们，越显出神的能力，神的荣耀。
First, the more the devil persecutes us, the more God's glory is manifested.
第二，那些要害我们的人，他们甚至会先死。
Secondly, those who want to harm us, they will die first.
好，那我们继续看下去。
We continue.
这三位勇士哈，忠心的仆神的儿女是被绑着落在烈火的窑中的。
And these three warriors, they were bound and they were thrown into the fiery furnace.
今天我们看见忠心圣洁的信徒啊，或神啊，忠心的仆人啊，也是落在烈火的窑中，在那边受火的考验。
Today we can see loyal and faithful servants of God are being tested in fire.
那这个烈火呢，不是神的烈火。
But this fire is not the fire of God.
这烈火是撒旦点的烈火。
This fire is the fire of Satan.
我们在烈火当中呢，正在受撒旦的烈火的攻击，烈火的这种熬炼。
In this fiery furnace, we are being afflicted and persecuted by the devil.
所以请注意圣经说神是烈火。神是火，神是烈火。
Take note that the Bible also tells us that God is a consuming fire.
但是不是所有的火都是从神来的。
But not all fire comes from God.
好像在这里的烈火，这里的火就是撒旦，从撒旦来的呀。
For example, the fire here does not come from God, but it comes from the devil.
神的火呢，要烧我们是要洁净我们，让我们干净、圣洁、显出荣耀。
God's fire is to cleanse us so that we can manifest God's glory.
要我们成长，要我们成为军兵。
For us to grow and for us to be mighty soldiers of God.
那撒旦的烈火呢，是要烧死我们的，是要让我们受伤的，是要让我们痛苦甚至死亡的。
On the other hand, the devil's fire is to harm us, to make us suffer, and in the end, to make us die.
在信仰上，有时候我们会被丢到烈火中去考验。
In our life of faith, we will often be thrown into this fire to be tested.
那你要注意了，那这个烈火是从神来的，神给的，还是从撒旦来的？你要去思考一下。
But we must reflect and ponder whether the fire that we are being thrown into is from God or from the devil.
因为这个第二十节说，这三位古圣徒 被扔在烈火的窑中啊，被丢到烈火去啊。
In verse 20, it's written here that these three men were thrown into the burning fiery furnace.、
而且是被 绑起来 丢在火里面的。
They were bound before they were thrown into the furnace.
好，那我们看见了、王、这个尼布甲尼撒王就看到了大神迹了。
And this King Nebuchadnezzar, he saw this mighty miracle.
什么神迹呢
？What was this miracle that?
就是在火中游行的神迹。
It is this miracle of the fiery furnace.
25节。
Verse 25.
王说：“看呐、我见到有四个人呐、
The king said, I see four men.
而且没有被捆绑啊。
And they are loose.
而且他们在火中游行，在火中游来游去，走来走去，自由的在走动呀。
They were walking freely in the midst of the fire.
然后呢，也没有受伤呀。
They are not hurt.
那第四位呢，多出来的那一位呢，样貌好像神子这样。
There is a fourth person in the furnace, and his form is likened unto the Son of God.
Hallelujah! 这个就是我们信仰的大神迹。
Hallelujah! This is a great miracle in our life.
神哈，因为神的同在，神的保护，让我们可以在火中游行。
Because of our God's abundance and His protection,、we are able to walk in the fiery furnace.
火哈，甚至不能够哈伤害我们。
The fire was not able to harm us.
哦，不单只不能够伤害我们，甚至还让我们在火中游行。
It not only it did not harm us, it we are still able to walk in the furnace.
那个环境还是在火里面，还是在火里面，环境没有改变，还是这样热，还是这样的被考验。
The environment did not change. It is still as hot, and we are still being tested.
可是不一样在哪里呢
？But where is the difference?
不一样就是我们在火中可以自由的走动，在火中没有受伤害。在火中没有被烧焦，没有被烧死。
The difference is that when we are in this fiery furnace, we do not melt, we are not harmed, and we are not burned to death.
所以在这一段圣经，你注意看哦，这里一直重复说没有被捆绑，其实已经被捆绑了。
If you were to read this verse, you'd find that it says that they are loose. Actually, they were bound.
原来撒旦要捆绑我们，却捆绑不住啊。
So it turns out that the devil wanted to bind us, but it is not able to.
现在我们的生活上哦，信仰受伤也有很多是哦一哦受到撒旦的捆绑。
In our life of faith today, sometimes we are being bound by the devil.
哦，有时因为时间上的捆绑，让我们没有时间来敬拜神，没有时间来灵修，没有时间来亲近神啊，被捆绑。
Sometimes we are being bound by the devil in terms of our time, so that we have no time to come and worship God.
有时用金钱哦，用金钱享受来捆绑我们。
Sometimes we are also being bound by the devil in terms of material wealth.
让我们离不开金钱，离不开这种享受。
That we are not. We are not able to leave all this material wealth and all this worldly.
本来要来守安息日，本来来敬拜神，一通电话说啊、哦，我们有节目啊，到哪里去啊，你就跟他去了。你就被这种享受捆绑啊。
We had planned to come to church, but with just one phone call to attend to a certain event, we have to go, and we are being bound by all this.
啊，有些人被疾病、病痛来捆绑住。
Some people are also being bound by their sickness.
在病痛当中失去信心啊，在埋怨神啊。
And in their sicknesses, they murmur against God and they lost.
但请注意，这三个人呢，的环境没有改变，仍然在火窑中哦，也没有出来哦。可是他们不受捆绑的，
note,
不受捆绑的。
Take note that these three people, their environment did not change, but they were not bound.
是啊，我是生病啊，而且有癌症啊，或者医生说我不多的生啊、只有不多的生命，可是我不受捆绑的呀，
have,
我还很自由的呀。
I may have cancer. The doctor said that I only have not much time left, but I am not bound by all these things.
我虽然病得很严重，我不被病捆绑我一样感谢神，甚至一样忌讳，一样敬拜真神，一样祷告，一样唱诗赞美的呀。那就叫做不被捆绑。
Although I am very, very sick to the point of death, yet I am not bound because I have faith in God.
然后也没有受伤。
And at the same time, I am not harmed.
这里是指他们的身体没有受伤了啊。
This refers to their physical self that they are not.
但我们今天呢，我们没有，有时我们身体会受伤，可是我们的灵魂、生命没有受伤，一点都没有受伤，我们的信仰一点都不受伤。
Sometimes our physical self may suffer some harm, but then our spiritual life will not be harmed.
这叫做不被撒旦捆绑，不被也没有受伤害。
This is what it means by not being bound by the devil and not being harmed by the devil.
这个就是火中游行的两个见证，两个很重要的见证，两个很重要的特色。
And this is, these are the two very special characteristics and the two special testimony of walking in the fire.
亲爱的兄弟姐妹
brothers,
我们一定要记得这个见证，要记得这个神迹。
We must remember this testimony and this miracle.
不是要记得啊，要行出这个神迹啊。
Not just remember, but we must do it.
那有一天真的是好被丢到烈火去熬炼的时候。第一，我们不被烈火捆绑；第二，我们不被烈火伤害。
When a day comes when we are being thrown into the fiery furnace, first we will not be bound. Second, we will not be harmed.
这就是在烈火中游行的神迹，火中游行。
This is the miracle of this man walking in a fire.
我们每个人都会生病的。
All of us will fall ill.
在生病中游行啊。
And in our illness, we walk.
我们也被毁谤啊，被攻击啊。
We are also targeted and being attacked.
我们在众人的毁谤中，撒旦的毁谤攻击中，我们游行在那边自由的行走呀。
And in all these accusations and the attacks of the devil, we can still walk freely.
有时撒旦会把我们抓到监牢里面去，锁住我们，好像使徒保罗他们。
Sometimes the devil will cast us into the prison, just like how he did, what he did to Paul.
可是保罗他们使徒们在监牢当中自由走动啊，在唱诗敬拜真神讲道理啊，自由呀。
But Paul and the other disciples, they continued to walk freely in the prison, and they could even sing to praise God.
除了这三位圣徒哦，谁还能够行出这种火中游行的神迹呢
？Apart from these three men, who else can live up to this walking freely?
你看圣经就太多的啦。
There are many examples in the Bible.
好像我们很清楚、很认真、很有印象就是叶波了。
For example, the one that we have very great impression of is Job.
还有创世纪中的那位叶瑟也是一样哦。
And also Joseph in the book of Genesis.
还有新约中的使徒保罗也是这样哦。
Paul in the New Testament.
还有希伯来书十一章里面讲的很多神国里面的那些圣徒、那些勇士。
In Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about all the ancient saints who had been victorious.
那边太多了，这种时候，这种行出火中游，在火中游行神迹的信徒太多了。
There are too many examples of such believers who walk freely in the fire.
这是我们从旧约到新约都看得到的神迹，看得到的见证。
And this is a testimony, a miracle that we can see from the Old Testament.
但是你注意看，在这能够在火中游行的古圣徒，这些圣徒哦。都是非常爱神，都是不怕死的，才能够行出这个神迹的。
But we can see that it is only these ancient saints who love God dearly that they are able to walk freely in the fire.
你怕死的，你怎么能够行出这个神迹呢
？If you are afraid of death, then you will not experience this miracle.
你贪爱世界不爱神的，你怎么会行出这种神迹呢
？If you love the world and do not love God, then it is not possible for you to go through this miracle.
我们现在的在我们教会也有很多最近的见证。
Recently, our church have these testimonies.
有一个慕道者，他来，他太太了，他就是这个，这个妇人啊，这个妇人哈，他来我们教会慕道。
There is this truth seeker. She came to our church.
她的丈夫哦是个律师。
Her husband is a lawyer.
但是非常讨厌他，非常阻挡他来教会。
And this lawyer opposed to the wife coming to church.
有时到教会里面骂，甚至骂粗话，一直在教会门口那边骂。
At times, he will come to church and scold her with vulgar words.
有时进到教会里面把太太拉出来。
Sometimes he will come to church and drag the wife out.
有一次更严重的，拿着菜刀，拿着刀到教会来。
And there was one time it was even more serious that he came to church with a chopper.
那个刀吼放在妻子的颈项上。
And the knife was pointed at the neck of the wife.
也已经割到一点点流血了，那皮了，一点点的流血了。
So there was a little blood oozing out from the wife's neck.
如果失去控制，一时失去控制，真的会割下去。
If he lacked control, then he would have cut into the wife's neck.
这吓到大家了，多危险呐！
So all of us were shocked. It was so dangerous.
这不是做戏给你看啊，他真的生气到这样态度你。
So this is not a drama for you to watch, but he was so angry that he did all this.
这个慕道者哈，在火中熬，被撒旦的火熬炼了。
So this truth seeker was being tested in the fire.
可是他都很安静。
But she was very cool.
他就心中不断的祷告。
In her heart, she continued to pray.
每一次遇到这种危险，她就心中祷告。
And every time there was such danger, she would pray in her heart.
甚至心里哈，很显这种很平静的、很平静的一种神迹。
So she was able to manifest such a peace from within her heart.
也不会恨她的丈夫。
And neither did she hate her husband.
这个就是在火中游行的，这个木刀子在行住火中游行的神迹啊。
And this is the miracle of this truth seeker walking in a fire.
她只是一个木刀子哦，她能够行这个神迹啊。
She was only a truth seeker, and she can even have this.
因为她心中坚定哦，相信神会看顾她，神会保护她。
She was determined in her heart that God will protect her.
因为她清楚知道这是出于撒旦的攻击而已，撒旦的试探而已。
She clearly knew that this was only the attacks of the devil.
另外一个我们教会的姐妹。
There was another sister.
丈夫也是很反对她道教。
The husband also objected to her coming to church.
有一次丈夫偷偷的跟她带到教会来。
Once the husband came to church, following her,
就看到太太要到教会，要进入教会门口，大门的进入大门的时候
，actually followed her secretly as he saw that the wife was nearing the church.
他丈夫就在路边拿起一粒大石头哦，往他太太的后脑这样敲过去，太太马上被敲昏了，流血倒在地上。
The husband took a big stone or rock and hit it on the wife's head.And the wife immediately collapsed.
这些信徒啊，刚才的慕道者也好，现在的这个姐妹也好，他们都在因为要敬拜神哦，被魔鬼的火和烈火焚烧啊。
Whether it was
被魔鬼点火烧来烧他们啊。
Whether it was the truth seeker or this sister of our church, they were being tested in this fire.
可是他们没有害怕的。
But they were not fearful at all.
那么很快爬起来，简单的这样清理一下。包扎一下，继续聚会。
But then she
她丈夫也离开了啦。
The husband left, but she got up and mended her head for a while.
而且 came into the church. 平时也继续来教会哦，也没有因为这样就不敢来啊。
Even after that incident, she continued to come to church.
那我要讲的是什么呢？
What is it that I want?
这个就是实实在在的现在的在火中游行的神迹，在火中游行的自由行动的这个神迹啊
！This is a miracle of these members and friends walking in the fire today.
他们的环境没有改变啊，丈夫还是很讨厌他们，丈夫还是要不让他们到教会，可是他们不被火伤害的。
Their environment have not changed. Their husbands continue to oppose them coming to church, but they were not harmed.
感谢主，他们都胜过这种撒旦的试探、撒旦的攻击。
Thank God they prevail against the attacks of the devil.
那么我现在讲的第二个另一个见证。
I'd like to share with you another testimony.
就是本来是三个人，突然间多出一个人，有四个人在里面，多出一个人。
There were supposed to be three people in the fiery furnace, but now there are four.
那么这个人呢，面貌好像神子，那就是很特别的。
And the form of this fourth person looks like the Son of God.
好像神子就等于说他不是人哦，不像人，是很特别的。
When it is in the form of the Son of God, then it is not man.
好，那我们多出一个人啊，在火炼当中多出一个人。
So during this time of affliction, there was one more person.
我讲到这里，我想到一个见证。
And I remember this testimony.
有一个老仆人、老工人啊，老执事啊，我们叫他老仆人啊。他常常走路到隔壁村去传福音啊。
There is this old servant of God, an old deacon. He often go to the next village to preach.
他常常拿着一个拐杖啊，这样慢慢走、慢慢走、走去这样传福音的。
He will walk to the other village, to preach the gospel with his staff.
有一天，有三个恶人在路上等他。
There was Once there were these three people waiting for him.
那路旁有一间杂货店。
And on the side of the road there was a sundry shop.
那杂货店的老板就问这三个人说：“你们在等谁呀？”
The sundry shop owner asked the three men, "Who are you waiting for?"
他说：“我们在等一个老人。”
So they told him that they were waiting for this woman.
你们等老人做什么啊？
Then they told they were asked, "Why are you waiting?"
我们要打断他的腿呀。
And they replied that we want to beat him.
那为什么要打断他的腿呢？他得罪你吗？老人家得罪你吗？
We want to break his leg, and the sundry shop owner asked them, "Why do you want to beat him up? Did he offend against you?"
他每次都来我们这村里传耶稣啊，我们就是不高兴啊，不要他来传了。
He always come to our village to preach about Jesus Christ, and we want to him to stop.
我们打断他的腿啊，他就不能够再来了。
We want to break his leg so that he cannot come to our village.
刚刚讲完，就看到这个老仆人从对面那个路上一直走来。
Just after they have finished speaking this, they saw this elderly servant of God walking towards them.
那么这个老人，这个老执事一直走来的时候，这三个人哦，不知道吓看到什么东西哦，吓到棍啊那些哦，工具啊丢在地上啊，拼命死命的跑啊，很快的跑，三个都一下子不见掉了。
So we're not sure what these three men saw, but immediately they left all their weapons on the floor and they fled.
那个账户店老板看着发生什么事啊？
The sundry shop owner was astonished at what happened.
什么都没有啊，就是那个老执事那个老工人啊，那个老人家一个人拿着拐杖就慢慢走来啊，什么都没有啊。
Nothing happened except that there was this only this elderly deacon who walked slowly to the shop.
那到底这三个恶人哦，要打断人家腿的那三个恶人，他们到底在怕什么呀？他们到底看到什么呀
？What was it that the three men were afraid of? What did they see?
所以这个账户店老板把这件事放在心底。
So this sundry shop owner kept this in his heart.
直到有一天他们在这三个人又出现了。他就问他那天你们发生什么？你们为什么跑这么快呀、啊、
？Right until another day when these three men appeared at the sundry shop again. Then the sundry shop owner asked them, "What happened that day? Why did you flee?"
其中一个人说：“哦，那天我们如果不跑，我们会死掉呀。”
So one of the three men said, "If we had not fled that day, we would have died."
那三个人还问回账户店老板：“你没有看到没？那个老人旁边多出一个人啊。”
Then one of the three men asked the sundry shop owner, "Didn't you see beside that old man, there was another person?"
他旁边那个人很高大呀，非常高大的人啊。
And next to that person, was a very big sized man.
全身都穿白衣的。
And he was in white.
手里还拿着刀呀。
And he had a knife in his hand.
那个人用他的眼睛很生气啊，怒目很生气的眼神看着我们。
He had a very angry countenance and he was staring at us.
你不跑呀
？Wouldn't you flee？
他那个是天使啊
，That was an angel。
他们看到天使呀
，They saw an angel。
我要讲的就是孤独的一个老人旁边多出一个人。
So this very lonely deacon walking along, all by his side there was an angel
就像这里了，是三个被丢在火窑里面的，多出一个人出来的。多出一个出来
，Just like these three warriors in the fiery furnace, there was an additional person in the fiery furnace.
那三个人接着说，那个人哦，多出的那个人哦，不像我们世人呀，不是我们世界的人呐、啊，他们不会解释。他说不是我们世界的人来的。
So the one of the three men said, the person next to the old man is not a human.
那这个就这里说的面貌好像神子啊，不是世界的人哦。
So here is likened unto what we read here. The form of the fourth is likened unto the Son of God.
Hallelujah, 感谢真神。
Hallelujah, we praise our.
无论在但以理时代、旧约时代，还是在我们现在真耶稣教会时代。这个神迹都一直在出现，与我们同在。神与我们同在。
Whether it is in the time of Daniel in the Old Testament or in our current church, God continues to abide with us.
而且特别跟那种在火炼中、在试验当、靠魔鬼的攻击当中，神与我们同在的见证。
And especially those who are being tested in fire, God continues to abide with them.
就应验圣经常常说的，神说我不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Just like the Bible tells us, God will not forsake us nor leave us.
你无论往哪里去，我都与你同在。
And wherever you go, I will go with you.
这节圣经常常出现的。
This verse often pop up in the Bible.
我们来看一下。
Return to
因为这句话是神亲自讲的，亲自给我们应许的。
Because this is the promise that is personally spoken by God.
所以不用害怕。
So let's not be afraid.
请看以赛亚书的43章。
Isaiah chapter 43.
我们读一节到二节。
Verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 43 verses 1 and 2. But now says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you.
看到吗？这节圣经就是应验在这个神迹上呀。
Do you see this? It is being fulfilled in this miracle.
神说：“你不要害怕，叫我们不要害怕。”
God said, "Fear not."
为什么不害怕
？Why do we?
神说：“因为我要救赎你，我会救你。”
Because God said, "I will save you."
而且你是属于我的。
You are mine.
第二节，
Verse 2.
我们从水中经过，你从水中经过，神说：“我跟你同在。”
When we pass through waters, God said, "I will be with you."
你趟过河江河河水，河水不漫过你。
When we go through the rivers will not overflow.
你从火中行过，火也不会伤害你。
When we walk through the fire, it will not burn us.
看到吗？
Do you see this?
这些话，这些应许是神常常应许给神的儿女们的。
These are the promises God will often give to us.
纵使你在火里面，就是被考验。
Even if you were to walk through fire and be tested,
神说火也不会伤害你呀。
God said, even this fire will not.
所以神讲的话不只是讲啊，在圣经都看得到的神迹，像这里第三章这里就看到火不伤害我们，神同在。
So these words are not just mere lip service, but it is being fulfilled in Daniel here that we can see from these three men.
多出第四个人的时候呢，表示神同在，启示我们神同在。
When there is an additional person, it shows that God was abiding with us.
那第二个意思
？The second meaning.
这个第四个人哦，跟这个三位古圣徒哦，在火窑当中，神自己也在火里面哦。请注意，神自己也在火里面。
When this fourth person was in the fiery furnace together with the three men, it shows us that God Himself was in there.
这些爱神的弟兄姐妹正在受撒旦的火啊，这火的烧啊，火在考验，正在受苦难，那神也跟他们一起同受这种苦难，同受这种苦难，这种环境。
At the time when these three people were being afflicted in the fiery furnace, God shared their trouble.、
这也是我们常常在圣经上看到的。百姓受苦的时候，神百姓受苦了，神自己也在受苦呀。
We often read this in the Bible, when the people of God suffer, God suffers with them.
这就是神在经济火焰当中 的启示。
And this is the revelation that we have, in this miracle of the fiery furnace.
不要以为只有你在受苦受苦难，神你受苦难的时候，神也跟我们一同承受这个苦难。
Do not think that we are the only one suffering during these times of affliction, but God is also with us.
那很清楚的，在十字架上，耶稣钉十字架那种苦难，那种痛苦。他自己在承受这种痛苦、这种苦难的，知道吗
？But the pain of Jesus on the and his sufferings on the cross, he bore it all himself.
好，我们看28节到30节这最后一段。
We look at the last section, verses 28 to 31.
那这一段呢，就是神的名在外邦中被尊荣啊。
And in this passage, we can see that the name of God was being glorified.
尼布甲尼撒王说：“说你们的神啊，是应当称颂的。”
And Nebuchadnezzar proclaimed that the God whom the three men worship is worthy of praise.
这个王为什么会称颂神呢
？Why did Nebuchadnezzar magnify God?
他说：“因为你们的神，他差使者来救护你们，救护那些依靠他的人。”
Because God has sent His angel to deliver His servants who trusted in Him.
那王自己说：“因为这些人这三位人不听王的命令，舍弃自己的身体，不肯侍奉真神以外的神。”
The king himself said that these three people, they sacrificed themselves, they disregarded themselves, but they continued to serve God and worship Him.
本来哦，撒旦要借助这个事的哦，来杀害神的忠心仆人的，反而不但只没有杀害神的仆人，反而让神的名得到称赞啊。
Satan wanted to use this incident to harm and kill God's people, but on the other hand, God's name was being magnified.
而且这种称赞是出自那个骄傲的尼布甲尼撒王在称颂天上的真神，在见证天上的真神。
These praises of Nebuchadnezzar was for God in heaven.
当然，当王这样讲的时候，在现场的那些跪拜偶像的全部都听到，全部都看到这个神迹，全部都听到王的见证了。
When the king said all these things, all the people, all his dignitaries who were present at that time heard what he said and they saw what happened.
那不单只称颂神
，Not only did he magnify God, praise God.
王还做了宣告了第二件事。
Nebuchadnezzar also proclaimed the second thing.
什么事呢
？What is it that he said?
29节
Verse 29.
现在我这样子，无论何方何国何族人，如果是毁谤这三位仆人的神信徒的神他一定被凌迟啊，他的房屋必成为粪堆啊。
Nebuchadnezzar made a decree that anybody, nation or language that spoke anything against the God of these three men will be cut into pieces and their houses shall be made an ash heap.
王不单只称颂真神，还下命令说不可以毁谤以色列的独一真神啊，不可以啊。
Not only did he praise our God, he continued to tell them that nobody can attack or speak anything against our God.
我们看到这里的时候。我们不单只得胜撒旦，是大大的得胜撒旦。
So from here we can see that it is not just a normal victory, but we can see that it is a huge and great victory.
这里有一个很奇妙的转变改变。
This is a great transformation.
本来是危机变成转机。
And from a crisis to a turning point.
本来是毁谤的变成赞美。
From a threat to a praise.
本来是要攻击的，攻击这三个人的，现在变成保护他们。死亡也不允许别的人来批评他们。
From accusation, threaten, and attack, it becomes a protection. The king would not allow anybody.
为什么有这么大的改变呢
？Why is there such a big transformation?
所以我常常称我们的神啊是转变的高手。
And that's why I say that our God is a God of change.
真的能够把任何不好的、任何很恶劣的环境都转变成为好。你认为不好的，他把它转变成为好。
Our God is able to transform any adverse situation to a very positive.
那第三十节说哈，就给他们升高了，奖赏他们呐。
Verse 30 tells us that the king promoted them.
哦，得胜才有奖赏啊。
It is only when you are victorious that you will have this reward.
得胜才有荣耀啊。
It is only when you are victorious that you have this glory.
王在摆好众高官众好。众多的这种巴比伦的高官当中，尊荣他们，提升他们，得荣耀。
And before all the high-ranking officers of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar promoted them and exalted them.
不过这里只是得的世上的赏赐啦。
But then this is only earthly, earthly glory.
将来我们要得的是更大的荣耀，更大的赏赐。
But the reward and glory that we will receive in the future is far greater.
但是呢，要得胜才有赏赐，要得胜才有荣耀啊。
But then it is only with victory that you can be glorified and to receive this victory.
本来想要跟大家见证哦，天国聚会的这个大见证。
I had wanted to share with you this service in the kingdom of heaven.
但是我们的时间已经到了。
But our time is up.
这个在中国发生的这个天国聚会，这是个大事。这个非常真耶稣教非常非常宝贵的见证来看。
This is a very precious testimony that happened in our church in China.
我相信中国的教会的信徒一定知道的。
I believe the our believers in China are very clear. They know about this.
那个就是在70年代那个王德全老执事的见证啊，王老执事的见证、啊。
It is a testimony by our Deacon Wang 70 years ago.
那他就是每天哦，大概傍晚的时候，天使就带他接他到天上去聚会。
It is in the evening that the angel will invite him, will take him up for service.
那么就是聚会跟我们真耶稣教会一模一样。有讲台，有翻译，有讲到的，有翻译的，也有诗情的，都是天使在讲道，天使在弹琴。
The service is similar to what we have today, and there is a pulpit, there is a speaker, interpreter, and a pianist, but the speakers are the angels.
那每一天的祷告的内容题目都不一样。
Every day during their service, the topic is different.
那我要讲的就是那一天呢，天使就在讲但以理书第三章的神迹。
On that day, the angel spoke on Daniel chapter 3, this miracle.
这个见证，这个天，我称它为这个见证，我称它为天国聚会。
And this miracle, I term it as the miracle of the service in the kingdom of heaven.
天使讲的道理都是圣经的，都是我们常常在讲的道理都一样的。
The angel spoke the same sermon as us today. They speak on these miracles.
那这个见证告诉我们什么
？What does this miracle tell us today?
去世的已经离世的信徒在天上聚会。在乐园那边聚会。
Believers who have passed away, they are still having services in paradise.
我们还没有离世的，还没有死的，还在地上的，我们在地上聚会，他们在天上聚会。
And those of us who are still here have not departed from this world yet. We continue with our services on earth.
我们在地上等耶稣来，他们在乐园等耶稣来。
We wait for Jesus on earth, and these people who have passed on, they wait for Jesus in paradise.
那他们怎么样等耶稣来呢
？How do they wait for Jesus?
就跟我们一样啊，在 在聚会，在聚会侍奉当中、敬拜中等耶稣来、啊、
It is the same way as us today. They also have services in paradise.
只是讲道人不一样，讲道人换成是天使。
Except that the speaker was different. The speaker are the angels.
这个见证非常宝贵，非常非常宝贵。
And this miracle is very precious.
都有讲了许多我们熟悉的圣经故事、圣经道理。
And the angel also spoke on many familiar stories from the Bible.
其中有一天的讲到就是《但以理书》第三章。
And one of the sermons was in Daniel chapter 3.
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
那这里有两个问题哈、哦。
There are two questions.
我没有办法回答了。
I'm not able to.
看下一次有没有机会回答。
Answer. Perhaps I'll answer in the next.
你自己想一想看哦。
You ponder it.
第一。
First.
为什么只有这三位犹太人、以色列人哦？只有三位犹太人不溃败，因为点名字的就说他们三个人不溃败啊。
Why is it that there are only these three people who refuse to kneel down before this image?
那被抓去的难道只有这三个犹太人吗？
Are there only these three who were taken exile?
最少有一万多人啊。
There are at least 10,000 of the more.
那其他的犹太人溃不溃败呢？听到这个音乐响起，他们拜不拜呢
？What about the other Jews when they heard the herald sounded? When they heard this herald, will they not kneel down to pray?
这是个很可怕的问题来的。
This is a very frightening question.
还是他们已经拜了，已经跪下了？
Or is it because they have already knelt down?
但是这三位就是不溃败。
But these three refuse to kneel down.
你想想看。
Think about it.
这是个可怕的问题。
This is a very frightening question.
那第二个问题。
The second question.
为什么但以理本人他不在现场？他完全不在这第三章里面，完全不提到他。
Why was it that Daniel was not in this chapter 3?
他到底有没有在现场？
His name was not mentioned here at all. Was he even present?
还是没有
？Was he even there?
那我在看资料，外教会的资料，上网去看或者书本上去看有六种解释。
When I Google in the internet, there are six explanations.
但是六种解释都不符合圣经。
But all the six do not seem to be in accordance with the Bible.
你试试看，试试看。
Maybe you can try to answer.
但以理为什么不在里面？
Why was Daniel?
不被记录在里面。
Why was Daniel not present here and not recorded?
到底他在现场还是不在现场？
Was he in that ceremony?